My mouse just stopped working.
Yep, and we're now recording.
Alright.
So yeah, welcome to the shitty podcast that will be unfiltered.
Wait, did you start already?
Yeah, I told you, recording.
Matt, shut up, he said recording.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of this shit where no one really hears anything.
Yeah. Oh, that nose is so hot. That villager nose. All 3 pixels of it.
So I steal all the money in Hypixel. Oh god, how do I turn off So I am this episode's host. Yeah, so today's whatever the fuck it's called, I don't remember now. I'm tired. It's conspiracy.
I think it's conspiracies, yes.
So if you all want to tell me what your conspiracy will be about, and then whichever one is the best, we'll go first.
You're complete garbage at this. I just want you to know.
I am well aware.
It's not even fun.
Yeah, also, the next host will be decided by either whoever has the best bride, best story, but mainly is best bride. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I actually have to try. I was going to half-ass and just say the moon is cheese.
You have to put in effort. I feel so bad. Okay, now we have to keep in mind that, no one knows who we are, so we have to do, an introduction, at least a short one, and be like, hi, guess who it is? It's your boy, Skinny Pete. I'm just kidding.
You can see, what your story is and then introduction with it.
Yes, our story.
All right, let me start. I'll give you guys an example. I am Panda. I stream games at twitch.tv/justanaveragepanda about once a year.
Out of the beast, out of the
And my conspiracy is the American average penis size should be reduced.
I hate the fact that I'm interested to see what that's about.
Wait.
I'll play my massive horse cock evens it out. It might be fine where it is.
You're up.
No, I'm a host. I don't get to the conspiracy.
No, you gotta do it.
Yes, you do. We all do it.
Matt. I'm the dumbass of this group.
Do you want to fucking die?
Kind of.
You said Matt. You do realize that, right?
Yes.
I wasn't talking to you, Matt. I was talking. How are you somehow stupider than he is?
He uses a magical power. My conspiracy will be about the Bermuda Triangle and why it does not pay taxes.
Bermuda Triangle and why it should pay taxes. Get your shit together, Mark.
All those free planes and shit. I mean, come on, you gotta pay taxes after that.
Yeah, right? So he gets it. So, Matt, I guess you're up, or Peter. Oh, no, excuse me. Peter wants to go first, they can.
They muted.
Whoever you want to go first.
It doesn't sound like a male.
Then it's just a woman. And potato.
Damn.
Wait, is that supposed to be like potato? Oh my fucking.
Did you just figure that out?
Shut your dirty whore mouth. No one cares. Anyways.
Only dirty whore is your mother.
God, I'm not creative. I'm blanking out.
The thing is, I won't think of any topic, but if someone tries to say a roast, since I grew up on COD lobbies, I have every roast known to man at my arsenal.
Oh, yes, you grew up on COD lobbies, I'm sure.
I did.
So ready for this. No one can even come close to what you can
roasting
do.
Roasting the shit out of you? This is my main goal, yes.
This is my main
life purpose.
Anyways, I'm Maxi or Maxi Fox, take your pick, because these assholes don't know what to call me.
You just call him Daddy Sage.
Daddy, shut up. I'm just gonna get this out of the way and say that I'm the. Oh wait, there's a word for this. I keep forgetting the words. I'm the token furry of the group. I'm like the only one, and everyone else is an asshole to me about it. Specifically Mark. Fuck you, Mark.
Only if you come over here and do it.
Only if you come over here and fuck me yourself, you coward.
After all the time, so you're gonna fuck me in the ass, why don't you actually come over here and do it, bitch?
Did I agree to this again?
Yes. Because you're... Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I just forged your signature on the contract. You're stuck here now.
You agreed to it because identity theft, and I took your information and put it on a contract.
You know, I love how uncreative we are. This is supposed to be like a big thing, and then we're all here stuttering like fucking mad. No one knows what to say. We haven't even started on like the topic we picked out yet.
Okay, P-Tater, you're up front. What is, who are you, and what be your conspiracy theory?
Your guys' conspiracy theories are memes.
Yes. I didn't know I was actually having to go, so I just came up with something on the top of my head. If you want, I could do an actual, like, full-on conspiracy theory I have.
Oh, God. I you know what? I think the memes might be a better choice.
Googles, what's the world's most popular conspiracy theories?
Not you looking it up.
Yeah,
Peter,
introduce yourself.
My most popular conspiracy theories.
My conspiracy theory is that the middle class is slowly taking over.
Number one, myths about the Holocaust. Ah, yes, they just hid like 8 million Jews from everyone. Yep, makes sense. The CIA had a hand in JFK's unalivement.
He did. He fucking did. The CIA was entirely involved in JFK's murder.
The movie was faked. In 1969, they just did it for a meme. Princess Diana's death was no accident. It was poison. 9/11 was an inside
joke. The moon landing was fake. They just spent millions, billions of dollars building a giant fucking spacecraft, having people gather around from the world to watch as it launches into space.
They're all paid actors.
They can film it in like...
I like the summit of seven top Democrats are behind a child sex ring.
What?
Number 9, COVID-19 is just population control.
How do we deal with overpopulation? We fucking kill them.
Everybody dies.
Why couldn't they just do the thing I want to do with a bunch of toddlers? Just put us all on an island and make us bare fist fight to the death.
Oh yeah, just like Fortnite.
When it has guns, it's much easier. And you can build.
I think I can outgun a toddler.
Maybe.
I don't know. Have you heard this child's eyes of guns? His gear is up pretty high.
Okay, should we actually get started in the podcast now?
It's all fun and games until you get 360 no scope to be a 2-year-old from Cross Map.
Oh my gosh. Why is there so many crunching in the background?
Because crunching.
Oh, crunchy.
You know what else is crunchy? Potato chips.
Oh. Anyways.
I like how I've done so many of those in a sexual manner that you all just assume it's gonna be a sex joke now.
No, I it's not even because of you, it's just because of me.
It's not because of you, babe. It's because of me. That's why I just want to. I still know. Like every time I say that, a part of me dies. Just don't worry. God, why is there so much lava in the Nether?
Because it's literally the hell biome.
No. Yeah, P-Tater, what's your conspiracy theory?
Mine. Basically, we're ordering Taco Bell, and I want to see if it actually gets you bad gut.
Who knows Taco Bell gives you a bad case of the shit? Just got my knowledge.
Figuring it out. So everyone...
Have you never had Taco Bell before? I mean, you should have experienced this before.
No, I actually haven't had it before.
That is sad. You're one of those people that have, like, joke about roast beef and never have had Arby's.
I love Arby's.
Oh, their roast beef sandwiches are kind of poopy. Are kind of poopy.
Depends on which one you go to, honestly. There's one that I go to that, like, I freaking know the person that makes them, and he makes them super good.
Okay.
Only one that I'll go to.
But, like, the roast beef and cheddar, I don't think that's cheese. I don't.
The only uncircumcised members of the staff team.
What the fuck? We're talking about Arby's, and you're talking about who in this area is uncircumcised.
No, so that's where the Arby's cheese comes from.
yeah, I see.
I was just going to say that the only redeeming quality about them is their sliders. Back to topic here, because
it's just a fidget toy. Ooh, a penis. No, that's a fidget toy.
What?
This 6-year-old's gonna be training them soon. How to catch them all.
Okay, so who wants to go first? Or do you want something to give up a random chance?
We only have like 30
see,
minutes.
See, 6-year-old
right?
shouldn't be loud on TikTok.
We half our time, and we haven't even started?
Oh, yes, that's about right. Oh, okay.
I thought this was it. I thought this was the thing.
I guess the first person to go will be El Panda. Horsecock.
Not it.
Not too bad.
I got it. It.
We don't have actual conspiracy theories to talk about. Mine is probably the closest, and even that's still a meme.
I mean, I'm actually going to do one. I'm going to do how JFK was killed by the CIA. So should I just go first, then, since none of you seem to actually want to? Okay.
Explain.
Over the Karen Silkwood case.
Okay, so, as you know, JFK was a prison. He was shot right in the head by, not James, I don't know, some
Lee
random
Oswald.
White guy.
So wasn't it Lee Harvey Oswald, or was that Lincoln?
No, Lincoln was, Milksworth Bootswell.
Mm.
So,
how the fuck do you guys remember those names?
Like, soon before JFK was murdered, he had proposed a bill to reduce funding for the CIA. Because, you know, they don't do a whole lot.
They really don't.
So he produced a bill to reduce funding to them so they could put that money to something else. And back in this time, that wouldn't be so much military. That would also be, like, healthcare and child support, like schools and roads and highways. And obviously, the CIA probably wants that money for suspicious activities, child drug wing, child sex rings and stuff like that, drug circles, you know. Pedophilia,
you know,
shit. You know how the government
that.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
So then soon after he proposed that bill, probably Congress or someone started making it, the CIA will obviously pick up on it. They most likely have spies in the White House, or they just watch everything he does. Both are very possible. Both probably still happen to this day. So once he proposed that bill, it was very possible that it would have been passed. Because, you know, CIA does pretty much nothing to help anybody.
Yeah, the CIA was like, no, that's not all right.
So the CIA went, no. Yeah. And they hired James Wood Bootswell, whatever his name was. There's like no background of anything, no leads to the CIA. They hired him to go and shoot JFK. Because, you know, the CIA, they picked out the car he was in as well. Like, the car he was in, like, wasn't a coincidence. Well, it kind of was. He'd like the open-roof car. But, like, this is one of those things, like, he was even warned, like, hey, at this rally or whatever, there could be some bad people that might want to have their roof on. It's like, no, I'll be fine. And obviously, he got shot because of that. Yeah, the CIA is the entire reason JFK died, because they wanted to keep government funding.
You know what's crazy? There's probably a picture out there somewhere, like, a millisecond after he got shot, and you just see a hole in his head, but like no blood splatter yet.
There's something really funny about that. But
I feel like the word funny in a sentence isn't like supposed to go with what we're talking about right now, but sure.
So, JFK was shot in the head twice. The first time he was shot in the head, a good chunk of his entire head was actually missing. And instead of dropping over dead or panicking, he was trying to keep everybody else in the car calm and safe, making sure no one else got shot. For inevitably, he got shot again in the head, killing him. Which Theoni shot twice. Theoni needed one shot. No, he was shot twice because the first shot he survived. Either that or he died of blood loss. One of the two. I'm pretty sure he was shot twice though by James Wood. So they don't need to shoot him twice because he was mentally retarded.
Talking about
JFK.
I know that, but like.
So who wants to go next? Because I don't want to.
I don't think we have time.
No, we have time.
Well, it was 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. We're at 15:20. We're about 15:30.
Holy fuck.
And also, I can just download BlueStacks as well and upload a longer clip if we need to.
I could go over the Karen Silkwood case.
What is that?
Basically, the FBI literally, like, killed this woman because she was going after a nuclear plant that she was working at, and she got, like, plutonium poisoning.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna get sued.
Like, seriously, she was driving home one day, and they said, the officer said that she crashed because she had a DUI. There's seriously no drugs or pills in the car or on her person. And the dents in her car showed no proof that she, like, slid. It showed that she was, like, rammed and been chased by, like, people. And it was, I have more facts on it, but, yeah.
The moral of the story is the government's an asshole.
I'm sorry, just don't trust our government.
Good way to like feel about life. Just don't trust the government and you're chilling.
The government is there
to pay taxes.
You don't feel like upper class people. Now the 1%, the billionaires, they're meant to protect those people. They're not meant to protect people like that.
Infected with plutonium. The boss that worked at the plant. Sorry, I'm cutting over you. But the boss that worked at the plant seriously, like, was going after her because she had these paperworks in her car. And when the car and her body was discovered, there was no paperwork in it. She either hid the evidence because she was on the way to go tell a New York Times person thingy to give the paperwork to just to prove the documents and, like, to get this on the news, but still, this plant decided to take matters into their own hands. So, yeah, it was fun. And they were poorly executing things on. They left 40 pounds of plutonium out of their sights. Like, it's gone now. They don't know where it went.
That's a nuclear bomb waiting to happen.
I know. And, every worker there had plutonium or poisoning in their system because they didn't care for their employees.
Sucks.
And pair that
and so she won
that
a case. Well, her family won a case for her, but it was just for her getting the poisoning and not because of them murdering her or doing anything about that. It sucks.
And then, speaking of, like, nuclear weapons and radioactive waste, there are, as far, like, I'm gonna look this up real quick.
The U.S. has about 6,247 nuclear bombs. About 2,300 of those are decommissioned nuclear bombs that are not in use anymore.
Because the USA has lost 6 nuclear weapons. 6. Russia has lost over 100.
I mean, it's Russia. What do you expect? They're all fucking drunk.
Most of them were nuclear suitcase bombs, but still?
A farmer dug up a nuclear bomb a while ago, and literally the shovels could have set it off. There was a dent. And so, like, they had to evacuate people through, like, 10 miles away because they assumed that it would make that kind of explosion. They had to, like, slowly transfer it to another part of the field just to detonate it and so no one would, like, kaboom with it.
Why kaboom it though in more of the field and fuck up the entire area? There are nuclear testing sites that the US has.
Yeah, but they weren't sure that it was gonna make it there because it was literally like on the verge of exploding.
Okay, that's what
the first one that comes to mind for me is the one out in Nevada. I used to live out there because I lived out in Pahrump, which is just kind of a small area, not too far from, what's it called, Reno and Las Vegas, but still.
Where are you going with this story, Matt?
I don't know.
Where's this going?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So.
You guys are assholes.
Yes, we are. Okay, Aurelio, 5 points. You're so far ahead. Panda or Max, go first.
Not it. You fucked Max.
What the fuck do I have to do? I don't.
Panda, negative, minus 1 point.
Whoa. That was close.
So you're still at. Nothing changed because you're still at zero.
I'm not talking. Never mind.
Yes. Okay, Matt, what's your conspiracy theory about?
I don't have conspiracy theory.
And just like talk about your yiff, I guess. I don't know. SCP.
I hate you. I hate you so fucking much.
My conspiracy theories is that devs are stupid and need to listen to their fan base. Because when you play a game and the devs don't listen, they'll nerf the wrong character and then the game just becomes dog shit.
Like what Rainbow is right now.
What Overwatch? They only listen to the posts in the Overwatch scene. And then, so like, good characters just get nerfed.
So, in Siege, it was a pro league, and, you know, some operators, or what the fuck they're called in that game, have an ability where when they get knocked down, they can reinforce what it was called, and they can get back up and keep going. And that won a pro league. And whoever the hell owns Rainbow Six Siege, now I don't know who it is at this point, went, oh no, you can't do that. No, that's against the rules. And they proceeded to remove the only good thing about that character.
Oh, I think I was playing with Lucas and he was saying stuff about that. Because he played a girl and she could res herself, and then she's like, apparently she can't res herself anymore.
Yeah, it's stupid.
What?
It's like the only redeeming quality she had.
Name? Zofia?
I think so.
She
yeah.
was the one
yeah,
that beat on that one. Later. And she also had the Tachanka, I think, got that as well when he got reworked. Yeah. Did they take that away from her? I haven't played Siege in a while.
They took that away from her, yeah. She can't do that anymore. Because it won a pro league. It was a pro league match, and a guy used that, and it proceeded to win his team that entire game. So they proceeded to nerf her.
Devs wanted the other team to win.
Yep.
Like, oh. We can't have this happening again.
Okay, so, Panda, I guess since Matt doesn't have a conspiracy theory, do you just want to go? Go yours?
That was mine. I'm out of ideas, fam.
What? Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, you wanted to do this so quickly. Like, we went from talking about the government plotting against the...
No, the government planning JFK's assassination, just some shit getting murdered, to video game devs being stupid.
And then now we fucking switched over to, oh my god, video game devs are assholes.
So,
We have no consistency.
No.
Nope, not a bit.
Nope, that's not what a filter is. If you came to this podcast for consistency, you came to the wrong place, bud.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here. No, we are inconsistent as hell.
That's a fact.
I'm back onto the awkward silence because no one knows what to say now.
I'm trying to think of another right now. Fuzzy pickles.
Thoughts on fuzzy pickles?
Oh my gosh, yum.
What?
How do you kick someone from anything?
You can't do it in a DM call. You gotta suffer.
No. That sentence was not
does somebody
okay
call
at all.
Champ of you?
It wasn't. Women, am I right?
Oh my god, Aaron.
Ahaha. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The joke is that I don't have a joke for this, so I mean, like, we're just kind of sitting here now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Awkward silence. This is going to make a great podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna
I
have
know.
Millions of people coming here to listen to us say nothing for 5 minutes. Someone make an awkward joke. And then...
I know.
That's
so
So do you guys know how our tax system works?
Oh.
Like, the basis of it. Like, the basis of the bullshit.
I understand it for the most part.
Okay. So, anybody under 18 has to get taxed. Like, y'all will get to this point later. But obviously, if you're not 18, you cannot vote. But if you have a job, you still get taxed. So, under constitutional law, that is taxation without representation, which is against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So, to government, to combat this, and I'm putting, you can't see it, but I'm putting, like, finger quotes around that, because it's absolute bullshit, was to have a system in place where they still get taxed, but they'll get their money back when they get 18 and anything they pay in taxes. You don't, though. That's the funny thing. There are thousands of cases every year where people are, when you pay, like, a little bit of the money, or they don't get paid anything. Very rarely do people actually get paid the money back. So they're still committing this. They're still committing pretty much tax fraud.
Because, essentially, I have a job, and whenever I go to buy things, I do get taxed. And like you said, because...
No, I mean like on paychecks and
government
stuff.
Yeah, sales tax and government tax are two different things.
Yeah, no, sales tax is like pretty much justifiable. You're paying for that thing.
Not only that, like when I get paid, I have money taken off from my
paycheck. That's what I'm talking about. It's taxation without representation, and the only excuse they have to have it doesn't even work correctly. Never has. And then pretty much all efforts that have been put to change this never went through because every time the government just said, no, they get the money back when they turn 18. But they never really do. It's just a stupid loopholing system that nobody really wants to actually, like, listen to.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Age of consent in Japan is 13.
What?
Yep, there's your fun fact of the day. No, it depends on town. So you can go in one town, or like one city, it'll be 13. You go in the next, it's 12. I think 12 is the lowest, though.
Jesus.
That's why all the anime characters that are like sexualized are like so young looking. Like the lollies and stuff, that's how they can get away with that.
I mean, they don't really get away with that in the US, though.
Well, still, it's not illegal because that's importing from a different country. When it's from a different country, you have to go by their laws.
So no wonder.
And then anything beyond that is, like, if you're watching it on an illegal copy, that means you didn't get it from where it originated. Therefore, you're still breaking the law by, like, owning it or watching it at all. And so, like, if you own a physical copy of, like, say, a movie, and there's stuff on it that's not legal in the United States, but it is where it was originated from, it's still legal. Because
but if you were to, say, pirate that movie...
Then it's illegal because you're still, like, pirating it in the state that you got it from. It's no longer from that state.
It no longer follows the laws of where it's originally from. It's
yeah.
following your laws, and you're fucked.
Yeah,
Then again, how often is it going to actually take care of piracy?
Not often, because it's not that big of an issue.
Do you want to keep the last sheet?
It is a big issue, but like as far as like terms of oh no, it's gonna fucking ruin our economy. It's not an issue.
Our economy is fucked either way. We're set for a reset in our economy.
Just literally, Jeff Bezos can give like every single person like $5 and still have like fucking billions of dollars left.
No. Wait, hold up. Let me look this up. Because I don't know things off the top of my head.
He has like $262 billion as of like now, I believe. Or something close to that.
You said $206 billion? That's just his net worth.
And there's that's like close to 10 billion people. So like he could give...
No matter, he still has a bunch of money that passes net worth. He makes...
He could give like every person $100 and still have fucking bitchin' money. Actually, no, he couldn't. Let's see. Jeff Bezos. 205 right now. Okay, so 205,000.
That's just his net worth. Net worth is how much money you've made
in your
entire life, but not now how much money you have.
Well, he makes $2,000 a second or something like that.
It's projected income, so it's how much it includes his stocks. It includes money he doesn't have, but money he owns.
Mm-hmm.
And so technically, it's not necessarily his money, but he does have it.
But yeah.
But I'm not saying that he could give every person on Earth $1 billion right now, but like.
He gave everybody a decent sum of money.
Through time, honestly. And I'm not saying that he should have that cast.
Yeah, he could give every single person $20 and have more and still have like $1 billion left.
Jesus.
He could literally write a check to cure world hunger. I mean, like, if all of the billionaires came together and did that, they could literally solve all of fucking global warming, world hunger.
Something really funny about world hunger.
He's a lot hotter to do, but it's like dark humor. Or dark humor is like food, not everyone gets it.
So, we actually need world hunger. We actually, like, require it unless we want to kill our.
Because
population food
than we're making. Yeah, we'll also consume more food than we're making.
Yeah, if we want to actually like start fixing our world without like putting a bunch of money into it, they just need to fix the life expectancy in places like Zimbabwe and stuff. That's why there's so much like probably overpopulation, and just increasing, getting rid of world hunger would just make that. Bitch and ton worse.
Yeah.
They'd still be having like 8 or 9
population.
Kids.
Population, fucking kill them.
It's like, have you seen the thing of fucking what's it called? Like the places in India or something where the smoke is literally so freaking crazy, horrible. It's literally like you can see a picture and you can't see more than probably a mile if you're standing on top of a mountain.
Jesus.
It's crazy. Just because there's so many people there, so there's so many cars running, there's so many buildings, so many plants, or like power plants and stuff. It's insane. Mm-hmm.
This probably isn't nearly as bad, but like the fires that have been going on as well, in fucking everywhere, honestly. Like out here. Every once in a while, on my ride back home from work, I'll look up at the sun and I'll notice that it's like this deep orange-red color.
Yeah.
And the fact that you could actually look at it.
Like, just how
much. Yeah, the fact you can look at it, it's crazy too.
Like, your eyes aren't burning off, what's happening?
Like, I can look at the sun and I'm like, this should hurt a hell of a lot more than it is.
Yeah.
I should be in pain.
That's more so forest fire, though, not like overpopulation.
Yeah, and not like pollution and the muck in the air.
That's more so like fucking whatever that's called. Global warming. That's more so what that's causing. God damn.
Do any of you play D&D?
I played it a few times. I've never been like really that into it, but I mean, I can see why other people are. Maybe I just didn't play the right group.
I have a friend who lives not too far from me. He has my character sheet.
I tried playing with people that have played it for like 15 years, knowing everything that's going on, and I have like not a clue, and it was just not the right environment for me, knowing nothing about the game or how it works.
There's one thing in the game that is my favorite thing ever. It's called the Bagman, and he was in attack, and he dove into a bag of holding. It's like a thing that you could reach in and be like, oh, I want like cheese grater, and you pull it out, and then I'm like, oh, cheese grater. Beans. Mm-hmm.
Would it be
but
like
then
an
he
item?
Like got is lost like... in like the multi-dimensional chambers within, so he slowly like traveled in his body like shifted, he became ragged. Well,
it's like Alice in Wonderland, but with the magic bag instead of a hole.
Uh-huh, and then he like got skinny and his limbs like...
He's the Mad Hatter, was that all started? Conspiracy theory episode finished, done.
And he was like 20 feet tall, and he like goes out every single night to like drag someone in. He's like, okay, you're mine now. Thank you.
Can someone like for personal reasons, totally has nothing to do with, but can I get this man's number? He's like 20 feet tall.
Ooh, you can literally go into the bag of hold and you could be like, hey, follow my voice. And...
jump into the bag and be like,
no.
Hey yo, shorty, bae, where you at?
So you can be like, follow my voice, and he's just like, he reaches his arm out and goes, noink, and you're gone.
Mark, how much time do we have?
Oh, we're actually over by 7 minutes.
Over by 7 minutes? You're going to have to edit a lot out, like cuts and all.
I mean, like, it doesn't have to be exactly half an hour, is it? Does it have to be exactly half an hour?
No, honestly, I can get my blue stacks and stuff away. There and stuff and schedule.
But you're still gonna have to edit, like, you're gonna have to rewatch this and edit, like, out empty spaces.
No, let's hire someone on Fiverr to do it.
Fiverr works. Make my podcast good. Fiverr.com.